Chapter 60. Dakarin. Prince Dakarin retreated to his temporary dwelling at the center of the encampment. One of the white-clad guards of the Black Watch lifted the flap aside, allowing him passage. He walked around the privacy wall toward the back and was startled by a tall, lanky figure robed in crimson. The mitre atop his head reminded Dakarin of one of the palace spires.
"Where have you been?"
Dakarin demanded with a noticeable slur as he reached for his glass and poured some more wine.
"I was looking for you earlier, but it seems no one saw you leave."
It seemed his counselor was always lurking behind closed doors or pulled shutters. He wondered if he might have made a miscalculation in his choice of advisers. "Oh, well," he mused, his eyes glistening over the rim of his fluted chalice, as he lifted it to his lips. "I can always have him disposed of after I take the throne."
"I can come and go without being seen, Your Highness," Valtor said with a very small bow, his eyes dark around the edges from an apparent lack of sleep. "A most helpful trait if you find yourself enabling to opposing forces."
Dakarin seated himself and threw his feet on the table.
"So tell me, O great mediator, is everything in readiness?"
"It will be."
Valtor turned his attention to the table at the back, which held a few of his dark tomes.
"I have a few minor details which need some smoothing."
Dakarin raised a brow.
"That doesn't quite fill me with confidence."
"You might want to go easy on the wine, Your Highness. You'll need a clear head if we are to be successful in this little coup."
Dakarin finished off the glass with a long, slow gulp.
"Stop worrying about my drink, and start worrying about those wrinkles you need to smooth. The only reason Sarin promised his forces was to give us the opportunity to oust my father under the guise of war, but with the little old righteous Aryan always hanging over my father's shoulder, it's going to be rather difficult."
"Don't worry about the Guardian. I have something special planned for him and his men."
Dakarin's enthusiasm rose, along with his brows.
"Oh? Do tell."
"I'd rather let it be a surprise, Your Highness. But as you know, men die in battle all the time, as do kings."
Dakarin raised his glass with a wobbly hand.
"And so do guardian protectors."
Leaving his seat, the prince placed his goblet on the table and headed for the back of the cramped dwelling.
"I'm going to get some rest. Wake me if anything important happens."
"Wise decision, Your Highness."
Dakarin watched from his bed with a careful yet blurry eye as Valtor grabbed a couple of books and packed them into his riding satchel. He also collected his disturbing-looking staff with its wolf-shaped head before making his way to the front of the tent.
"And where are you sneaking off to?"
Valtor stopped at the entrance and turned.
"I'm on my way to iron out a few of those wrinkles, Your Highness. Nothing to concern yourself with."
He bowed slightly.
"By your leave."
Dakarin waved his hand in dismissal before rolling over on his back and staring at the design stitched into the material overhead. He could hear the tent flap dropping back into place.
"I don't like him,"
Dakarin mused with a sneer.
"He makes me nervous.
There's something shifty about his eyes. Or maybe it's those bony fingers always tapping."
"Hmm?
Yes, he will definitely have to go." With the wine taking its toll, Dakarin drifted off to sleep.